from KQED.
Well, many veterans will tell you that the war they experience doesn't end when they come home. That's true for Adden Polito, who's found himself stuck between a vow never to forget the past and the need to put it behind him.
Every so often, the VA Mental Health Department hands me a one-page form asking me to state the traumatic event for which I'm seeking care. Could the entire experience of returning from an unpopular war be considered traumatic? I mostly beat the physiological effects of combat-related PTSD. I never really got flashbacks. My hypervigilance lessened with time. And although I still wake in a cold sweat a few nights each week, I seldom remember the dreams that caused them. But since my discharge in 2006, I've been medicated most of the time and have gone in and out of therapy programs with over a dozen doctors and specialists. My goal? To beat depression, to be less angry, to break out of the numb state I'm in when I reflect on my service. I have become embittered with my own past, yet I bring it willingly as I live my life. In Greek mythology, Sisyphus was punished by the gods to roll a boulder up a hill, only to have it roll down and do it again for eternity. That's what my experience feels like since leaving Iraq in the Marines. I do my best and march towards summits, struggling to keep my experience and feelings in control. But each time they seem to roll away from me, at times causing emotional harm to those who love me. Why do I continually roll my past ahead of me? At some point in my service, I created the us and them mentality. It was easy to believe everyone back home forgot about us in the First Battle of Fallujah, or that the majority of Americans didn't care much about the IEDs in Ramadi. Many of us vowed not to be like them, never forget. But not forgetting is a heavy load. I've heard many people make peace with Iraq, calling it a mistake. I read about the growing number of suicides, and I'm afraid, because I can understand. The load just gets too heavy. The summit just not worth it anymore. I recently turned 29. Early last month, I broke down and checked into the VA emergency room. The toil of regular life had broken my spirit. The doctors described me as severely depressed. The anger associated with being forgotten had fizzled. My experience had become a burden, and I was tired. I was prescribed more medication and took a week off. I'm back at the bottom of Sisyphus's Hill, but this time I'm trying to make new memories, give myself more breaks, and just roll by this Veterans Day.
Adden Polito is a writer and director working with San Francisco State University's Documentary Film Institute, where he produces short documentaries chronicling the veteran experience.